Holy Spirit help you. If he will give thanks in tongues, give thanks well, then he will worship in tongues, worshiping well. Let the Holy Spirit that dwells within you worship God from out of your spirit. Worship the Lord. Let's worship the Lord. Worship the Lord. Do it in tongues. Don't lose focus. Receive strength as you worship in tongues. The Bible says it rises tall within us, within and in his wings, is over the atmosphere. Come on, lift your voice. Lift your voice. Don't get distracted. Forget everybody else. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus. It's you and your Father. It's you and the Holy Spirit. It's you and Jesus, your Savior.
Rise, let rise.
your voice and prophesy out your deliverance. Prophesy out. Prophesy out your answer. Sing it out, sing it out. Sing out, sing out. Sing a new song to the Lord.
In heaven, we give you praise. We give you honor. We give you glory. Thank you for bringing us to your feet tonight. This is the most awesome experience to come and worship you. We give you glory, our Father in heaven. We worship you. We exalt you. We glorify your name. Indeed, Lord, we lift you above every concern. We lift you above every burden. We lift you above every consideration. Lord, particularly we bring our challenges down at your feet. We are on purpose, unmindful of them as we set our eyes on you. Because you deserve it, Lord. You deserve it all, Father. You deserve all we can muster. And that's why, Father, we devote our attention to worshiping you tonight. Thank you for gathering us together. Because you are seeking ways to bless us. Of a truth, you are not bringing us here just for the sake of yourself. It's because you want to bless us. Thank you for granting us the grace to come before your presence. We thank you, our Father. And Lord, we lay hold of all that you have provided for us tonight. By faith, we lay hold of it. We lay hold of it. You said your peace you have given to us, not the way the world has given it. Lord, we lay hold of the peace. Thank you for the peace. And indeed, we impose this peace on every circumstance that we have found ourselves. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, our Father. Thank you for you are doing more than even what we can dare to ask you. That's why we raise up holy hands to say, thank you, our Father. Thank you, our Father, for that you are doing beyond what we can dare to ask or even imagine. Hallelujah to you, Father. Blessed be your name. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we worship. Amen. Please, you can have your seat. Let's just encourage ourselves a bit and take advantage of the presence of God in our midst. It's like Reverend will say, we dare the inconveniences, we dare the cost of fuel, we dare the cost and the rigors of coming to church, and we have chosen to give him emphasis to worship him. Of a truth, that cannot go unrewarded. Hallelujah. Please, let's look at the scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 4. 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 4. It says, when you are assembled in the name of the Lord Jesus, and my spirit is present with the power of our Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Please, do you have the voice translation, please? If you don't have, I could read from here. The voice translation. If it's while they're searching for it, please listen to this. It says, when you gather in the name of the Lord Jesus, I am present with you in spirit, and the infinite power of our Lord Jesus is present also. Hallelujah. It says the infinite power of our Lord Jesus is present when you gather together in the name of the Lord. So as we are gathered tonight, unknown to us in the physical sense of it, but known to us by our faith, the infinite power of God is in our midst. And the infinite power is able to do exceedingly abundantly far above what we could dare ask or imagine. And because we know that this infinite power of God is in our midst, we want to take advantage of the presence of God. We want to take advantage of the power of the prayer of agreement. Matthew chapter 18, verse 19.
We are doing this particularly again from the background of the assurance that the infinite power of God is in our midst. And the infinite nature is interesting to me because when I relate that to human challenges that seem impossible, threats, considerations that seem insurmountable, it's clear that the infinite power of God is above that consideration. No matter the way it appears, it is still under the authority and the consummating power of the infinite power of our Lord Jesus. In verse 19, Matthew chapter 18, he says, "Again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth about anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven." Verse 20, "For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I among them." Praise the Lord. We're taking advantage of this tonight, that if there's any issue for which you want to bring this to bear, we will request you to take the step of faith and come forward for brethren to agree with you. And please, let's do this from the background of the fact that aside this truth that we have just read, the infinite power of our Lord Jesus is in our midst. And particularly, he says, look, if two of you agree about anything they ask, and let me emphasize again, anything. And particularly, let's relate this anything to our estimations of these challenges. What I mean by estimations is that there are some issues that, using our human mind and our human capabilities, it can be. But remember, Jesus said, "Come to me. Come and ask of me and get someone to agree with you. It will be done by my Father and your Father who does not reside here on earth. He's our Father, but he's maker of the heaven and the earth." Hallelujah. The Bible says everything has found their sustenance in the power of his word. It is the infinite power of the Word of God that is keeping things running till now. We call some of them the law of gravity, the law of motion, the law of lift. But indeed, what keeps them in thrall is the infinite power of God. And God is saying that same infinite power will be activated on your behalf when you take a step of faith to do this. Not minding your previous experience, not minding how long it had taken. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He said, "It will be done by my Father who is in heaven, because when you gather in my name, I am among them, attendant with the infinite power of our Lord Jesus." Hallelujah. And there's something I just want to add before we pray. It is to ask us to also take a cue from what we can relate from the Bible. There is this scripture in Mark chapter 10. Let's read from verse 46 to understand the context. Mark chapter 10 from verse 46. "And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his disciples, Jesus was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a great crowd, Bartimaeus, a blind beggar, the son of Timaeus, was sitting by the roadside. And when he heard that it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, 'Jesus, son of David, have mercy on me.'" Verse 48. "And many rebuked him, telling him to be silent. But he cried out all the more, 'Son of David, have mercy on me.' And Jesus stopped and said, 'Call him.' And they called the blind man, saying, 'Take heart, get up, he's calling you.' And throwing off his cloak, he sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, Verse 51.
What do you want me to do for you?
And the blind man said to him, Rabbi, let me recover my sight.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus said to him, go your way. Your faith has made you well. And immediately he recovered his sight and followed him on the way.
Hallelujah.
You wonder, what's the relationship between this and the power of agreement? The relationship is this. Verse 51. Jesus said, what do you want me to do for you? We're asking you to come now for us to agree with you. Leverage on the infinite power of God that is in our midst and the infinite validity of God's word. But I'm encouraging that when you are coming, please be sure of what you want him to do for you. Consider that Jesus is asking you now, as you come for this prayer of agreement, what do you want Jesus to do for you? The man was very specific. I want to see. And as you are considering coming up, please clarify it. Come for something specific. Somebody says, but I have so many. There is no limit to how many times you can agree. But don't jumble everything together at a time. So that when you agree today at an instance, you can walk away conscious of what you have received and be conscious of expecting to have it. And if you permit me to extend it a little bit, blind Bartimaeus had always wanted to see. So he was not at sea. He wasn't lost as to what do I need? Please, as you are coming forward, be specific about what you want. I am saying this because sometimes we encounter people that will be talking to the partner that we want to agree with them, and they are giving a long story. Bartimaeus didn't give a long story. He was very definite. He was very sure. And you realize that it is when people give long stories to the request as to what they want that they come back again and again and again and again, not knowing if they had been agreed with or whether they have received what they agreed about. I'm encouraging that let's single out one item specific for which you want answers. And your focus is not the story as to how you got here. Bartimaeus didn't tell Jesus how he got blind. He didn't tell the story of how he got there. He only told him what he wanted. Jesus is interested in you now. What do you want me to do for you?
Hallelujah.
Let's bow our heads and clarify this with Jesus. Let's clarify this. And the moment you clarify this and you want us to agree with you about something, please come forward. For the rest of us, please start to join them by praying in the Holy Spirit. Let's start to pray in the Holy Spirit if we don't have anything for which we want anyone to agree with us. But if you are here and you want us to agree with you about anything, please, when you clarify it, rise up on your feet and take a step of faith and step forward so that we can take advantage of this truth, the validity of God's word, and the presence of the infinite power of Jesus in our midst.
Hallelujah.
Please let the rest of us start to pray in the Holy Spirit. Let's join our brethren. And please, partners, please, let's rise and come and join them. Let's agree with them. Partners, please come forward. Partners, please, let's step forward and agree with them. Partners, please, let's come forward and agree with them. And please remember, Jesus is asking you, what do you want me to do for you? As people come to agree with you, go straight to that demand and both of you will pray and agree together. And as you agree with him or her, go with the assurance that it has been done for you by your Father who is in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Affirmations, begin to see, begin to speak, begin to speak. We see you at the center. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We're not alone. We're not abandoned. I'm not forsaken. There is a word, you made a word. I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out. I'm coming out of this. Woo. You're bringing me to my wealthy place. I'm coming out. And you're taking me to my wealthy place. Shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. I have your comfort, I have your direction. You are ever before me. Make your confessions and declarations with boldness in his presence. I'm not alone, I'm not abandoned. I'm pressed but not crushed. I'm persecuted, not abandoned. I'm brought down but not destroyed. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. For your joy is my strength. Hey, and with joy I draw water from the wells of salvation. I'm coming out. I'm coming out. All things are possible because I believe. I believe, I believe. Ay, 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 ay. Make your confessions in his presence. All things are possible here. We believe it. We believe it. We believe it. Coming to pass. My Bible says your words are yes, and they are amen in Christ Jesus. Yes, they are amen. We say amen to the promises. We say amen to every promise. We lay hold of every promise. Bring those promises to the fore again. Every word you're holding on to, bring it to the fore and rejoice. Rejoice as you worship. These words are coming to pass. They will not return to you void. They will accomplish the purpose for which you sent them. They will fulfill. Because you're watching over your words and performing. Yes, I'll hit the good of this land. For I'm willing and obedient. I'll hit the good of this land. For I am obedient. They go from glory to glory. They appear before you in Zion. Because I am here, I'm moving to another level of glory. I keep moving into glory, and one glory to another, from one level of glory to another. For I have appeared again tonight. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Your salvation is in your mouth. Speak forth those words and lay hold of them. For he's here to do. To do what we're speaking even now. Speaking for, receive your baby, receive. Receive it in this place. Receive it in this place. We are men that are bold as lions. We possess our possession. Don't look at anybody, don't get distracted. It's business between you and God right now. As you've spoken in my ear, so will I do. That's what it's saying. So speak it forth, speak it forth, speak it forth. He told them, what do you want me to do for you? He said exactly what he wanted. Say yes. He said it and he got it. Say yes. His name is Yahweh, Yahweh. The one who fights our battle is a man of war, is a man of war, Yahweh. Is the man of war,
Yahweh.
Is rising and within us. Your name is Yahweh. Yeah. Oh. answers. We take our answers. We take our answers for His reason. The Lord is His name. Kayanana, Kayanana, Inanana. Is mighty God, you're mighty, great and mighty, you're more than mighty, you're full of glory, you are great and greatly to be praised. I'm not abandoned, no, I'm not alone, no, 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 no. Ay, 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 awesome God. Lord, We bow before you, bringing you our best. And it cannot compare with your best, but that's all we are. We lay down our crowns at the altar. We lay every achievement at the altar. We lay every ambition at your altar. For they cannot compare with your glory. They cannot compare with your worth. And we come for an exchange, that you will beautify us with your glory. You will beautify me with your glory. I lay down.
I seek your face.
Oh my.
two more times, please. Don't just leave us like that. Don't leave us like that. Oh, Rado Shantalam Bruno Shekata Yaba. Rima Sunta Leke Zembo Rima Sinta Riba Shekata. Ramo Soto Katala Bruno Soto Kazada Kato Kasitha. Bale Katunda Reka. Liza Kota Leza Do Shekato La Sita. Mareka Palisa Tayana Kiso Totaliza. Rana Santa Kaloza Boshe Kelembarina Sika. Baraka Tokotolo Zedeke Sepuka. Raboko Soto Kole Seteke Lemo Soto. Remazida Katayama Katisa Tayaba. Male Sente Reboko Tola Kisa Taya. Rabababa Sata Katalaba Katalaba. Runo Seke Kelebo Zandarima Sente Rima Sitaka. Rato Kalambranishaka. Reka Poso Turina Santaya. Rebaka tola ke sataya baka. Rebaka sataka toka lebradaka. Reka tola ke sataka tola ke sataka. Let's just round this up in tongues. Let's round this up in tongues. Let's just round up the service in the Holy Spirit. Let's just worship God in the Holy Spirit. As just continue. We'll just round this up in the Holy Spirit before we leave. Rato kashoto santa remasita. Reka toli zadoka tayamaka. Remazonda rekatole sekepoka, rato kaliza dakata kayamaka, roto katele kesete, rando kadiza kota kaliza ba, rebo tole gezebo kotola, randa kese kelebo, hallelujah, rado kashata katoka libradaka, reketele mbruno shekesepo, malisa tika, gizato katipa rina sita, rateke boga liza dayana katiza ba. Mikato nikali zegida kushikata dakiza kombari Maria bodiza kisa kotolisata malisa tika tolisata. We say amen, Father. We say amen to everything you have given to us tonight. It's amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, our Father. Hallelujah. Our Father in heaven, to all you have given to us tonight, we say amen. Amen. We say amen. Amen. So shall it be. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Amen. Thank you, our Father. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your name. Lord, we are going to our different places of abode in your name. And we thank you because your name has accommodated that future on our behalf. We give you all the glory. Thank you because we will come back on Sunday to come and worship you once again and to identify as your children with thanksgiving. To your name be all the glory for our gathering tonight. In Jesus' name we worship. Amen. Thank you. Please don't forget Sunday service. God bless you, my sister. I'm sure we can corporately say God bless you to them. Yes, let's do it. God bless you in Jesus' name. Thank you. Hallelujah.